Congratulations. It's a fantastic CD you've released of the Bach Goldberg Variations and the Glenn Gould Quartet. Really excited.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm one of those guys, I've been doing this a long time, classical radio, so I see a new CD of Goldberg's, and then I see it's a string quartet, and part of me was excited, the other part was, okay, here we go again. And then it was just a remarkable experience.
Wow.
Oh, wow, thanks.
So, I mean, the notes are familiar, but with the timbres that you all can bring to it, and I think, you know, Carla, there's individual experiences we all have with Bach, whether you're playing or listening, and all four of you have had those solo experiences. And now to sit down and say, let's approach this thing that was written for the piano and make it ours. What was that like?
Well, it was wonderful. It was a really inspiring and it was a big learning experience. You know, we were very concerned, and it was very important to us to make this a virtuoso piece for string quartet, which means that the writing had to be as difficult as, you know, playing a Bartok quartet. That was important to us. And then at the same time, keeping everything as Bach wrote it, you know, being true to the manuscript. We really wanted to always come from the score to the point of staying in the same register throughout the whole piece that Bach intended. And so, you know, there was a lot of discovery there. There's a lot of experimenting. It was great. And then when we were putting it all together, finally, we went to Alborough, and we got to work with Peter Whispleway. And we performed the piece the first time there. And he really helped us sort of make sure everything was correct. And we learned about, you know, ornamentation and sort of informed ourselves in the practice. And it was just a really great experience.
It almost sounds like all four of you obviously are capable musicians. What I saw from your bios, Jesse's really the one that is kind of a composer-arranger. Is that right? Are you all that way?
Jesse is a composer. None of us really knew that we were arrangers until this project came about. You know, and I think in a way it was most difficult for Jesse because as a composer, you're trying to create your own voice. And being an arranger is a very different role. So, but for all of us, I mean, I never thought I would do something like this. And it turns out I can.
Well, not to belabor it, but it almost sounds like arranging by committee. How did you do that? Did you come together and say, here's what I was thinking we would try? Or did you have different ways of doing it?
So the process went somewhat like this. We each chose our favorite variations that we had always wanted to arrange if we had any favorites. I know I had a few favorites that I chose. After that, then they were all equally divided randomly. And so the first step was that we all arranged a version of the aria separately. So there's four versions of the aria working. And we really wanted to make that a collection of all of our independent voices. And so we sort of, in a Frankenstein fashion, put that aria together. So the way you hear it is a combination of four different arrangements. And then after that, we each took our variations that we had been given, and by ourselves, the four of us separately, set out to arrange those variations. We would bring our own arrangements into the quartet rehearsal, and then they were further edited by all four of us. You know, I play the cello, so I don't exactly know all of the capabilities of the violin and how things would fit well on the instrument. And so after that was edited by the four of us, that person would take that same variation back and incorporate those additions. And or subtractions, and then we'd bring it in again, and little by little they all got whittled down to what you hear.
I got to tell you, it sounds nothing like a Frankenstein arrangement. It's just, I would never have guessed you did it that way. It's just so seamless. Carlos, you commented that you discovered that Glenn Gould had written a string quartet and got very excited. Did any of you know that there was this string quartet by the man who's famous for the two recordings of the Goldberg Variations?
It was interesting to hear what was inside of his head. The fact that he, and to learn that he really wanted to compose, he wanted to spend the rest of his life composing, and yet he only published this one work, and it was written before he recorded his 1955 debut album. So, and it's a string quartet, so it just kind of, it's fascinating.
I would say it was more challenging for me personally, I think, for the quartet than the arrangement of the Goldberg Variations, because making sense of the density of that piece was a great challenge, because he doesn't give many directions. He actually doesn't give any expressive markings in the piece. Most composers would write something like, you know, andante, or, you know, allegro, or, you know, so these directives that we usually get to inform sort of, you know, which emotional direction to go. And Glenn, in his mathematical, meticulous mind, only marks things with metronome markings. So he'll say a half note equals 44, and that's it. And so you have to then interpret and figure out what's going on in the music on your own. So that discovery process for us was very, very labor intensive.
That's fascinating, because it's a piece that, I'll just say it, it's a great piece, but it can go all over the place. So with no street signs, you're going from this very angular places to these very almost romantic sections. So another sense of discovery. Again, thanks for a marvelous reading of the Goldberg and a great introduction to something by Glenn Gould.
Thank you.
Thank you.